Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all those lovers of books out there, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that introduces a book every week. The Kaaba symbolizes our spirituality. The Kaaba is the most important structure of the Islamic thought and identity. It is the most significant figure. It's the capital of Muhammad's message and birthplace of Imam Ali. The lineage of Muhammad's godly appointed successors links to Muhammad through Ali and Fatima. So you could say the Imams and our Prophet are people of the Kaaba. Muhammad sacrificed anything he could from his own life, safety, and comfort for God's message to reach us. He rejected attractive suggestions, so what could we give him in return? Well, I guess there's almost nothing we could give him that will actually make up for all he went through for us. But the Quran mentions how God would like us to return Muhammad's favor. Chapter 42, verse 23 says, I do not ask you for any recompense for this communication of the revelation, except the love of the near kinship, the Ahlul Bayt. But the Prophet's family aren't just relatives the Prophet cares about. They are a specific group of five individuals, which the Quran describes as, chapter 33, verse 33, God desires only to remove any impurities from you, O people of the house, Ahlul Bayt, and to purify you completely. So the Imams make the body of our Islamic leadership. We look to them to discover the rules and lifestyle God expects in Islam. Many books out there narrate the life of the Imams, however, many are written in complex language or are too academic. Today we want to introduce a book that is short yet informative and uses a simple language to narrate to us the story of the people of the Kaaba. Let's take a break.
Here we are, leaving me now. Conviction in a house, crying out to the heavens on the plains of Arafat. Standing proud beside my brother, silent at Mustafa. Bow down and praise Allah. First sight of the Kaaba. Bow down and praise Allah. Makkah, Mukarramah. Break down and praise Allah.
You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Bookshelf. We're back to introduce a book about the Ahlul Bayt. We were talking about the Kaaba and its significance. It's where the awaited Mahdi shall make his campaign public. Today, we're going to introduce a book on the lives of our Imams. Story of the Holy Kaaba and its people goes into nice details of the lives of our infallible Imams and the Prophet in simple English. It has been published by the Muhammadi Trust of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and written by Mr. Shabbar. The Muhammadi Trust of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, centered in London, the United Kingdom, plans lectures and gatherings, among other means, to disseminate Islamic knowledge. The trust was founded some four decades ago with the intention of translating classical Islamic text to English in order to address the need of Muslim migrants and also enlighten the Western community about Islam. In addition to publishing and translating Islamic books, the trust is also involved in planning Islamic gatherings and interfaith dialogue. Today's book, Story of the Holy Kaaba and Its People, has been published by the Mohammedi Trust of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So I have the book in front of me right now. The book comes in 120 pages, which is really, really short if you're talking about all of the Imams plus the Prophet. The book begins with a short history of the Mohammedi Trust. It talks about the Kaaba itself, the House of Allah, and then it starts with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, goes to Lady Fatima, and then goes through the Imams one by one. I'm going to read excerpts of this book, but just before that, let's take a very short break.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Bookshelf, and we are introducing a book which, in very simple language, tells us about the life of our Imams. The book is called Story of the Holy Kaaba and Its People. It's been published by Mohammedi Trust of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Now, since we're relating the Imams and the Prophet to the Kaaba, I decided to read a piece of this book, which is about the Kaaba itself. The Kaaba, the House of Allah. In the province of Hijaz, in the western part of Arabia, not far from the Red Sea, there lies the town of Mecca. In the center of this town, there is a small square building made of stones, about 60 feet long, 60 feet wide, and 60 feet high. Since time immemorial, this town and the stone-built house has been known to world travelers. This is Baytullah, the House of Allah. Its sanctity and antiquity is older than history itself. Tradition goes that the Kaaba was ordained by Allah to be built in the shape of the house in heaven called Baytul Ma'mur. Allah, in His infinite mercy, ordained a similar place on earth, and Prophet Adam was the first to build this place. The Bible, in the chapter of Genesis, describes its building when God ordained Abraham to erect a shrine for worship when Abraham was ordered to go to the southern desert with his wife Hajarah and infant son Ishmael. And the book continues to talk about the Kaaba. You can read, I just wanted to give you an idea of how simple the book has been written, and you can read it for everyone, and it's suitable for any age range. All right, that's all the time we have. Unfortunately, you can download an archive of our program from our website, and you can also download this book from al-islam.org. If you missed it, we introduced Story of the Holy Kaaba and Its People. Until next program, from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, this is Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
See you.